All right, Greg, well, we've talked about Derek Barnett and his skill set and what he showed on tape at Tennessee, but how is he going to fit in Jim Schwartz's wide nine scheme here in Philadelphia when he's lined up wide outside the tackle?
Yeah, and what we have always talked about with Jim Schwartz and this defense is the wide nine. And so when you play in a wide nine and you're a defensive end, sometimes it's hard to just bend and skim the edge because you're so wide. And if you try to do that, you just get pushed beyond the quarterback. So what's a critical piece of being able to rush the quarterback from a wide nine? What we call speed to power. In other words, attacking the offensive tackle, using your hands, using your arms, and then pushing him back into the quarterback. And you do that coming off the ball with speed and velocity, getting into him right away, getting inside and underneath the pads of the offensive tackle. Brandon Graham did a really good job of that last year with Philadelphia, and you can see it right here. And you can see how wide he is. So it's very difficult to run wide. So you have to try to shorten the arc. Otherwise, you just run past the quarterback. So he does a really good job. Look at that arm extension and look at him beat the tackle that way. I think Derek Barnett can do that.
Yeah, no, it's all about the ability to get that tackle thinking it's going to be an outside rush. If you're working outside and you get that tackle to overset, now you can win inside.
And challenge and stress the edge as quickly as possible.
Also, Fletcher Cox lined up next
right,
to you.
Right.
You've got Derek Barnett, Fletcher Cox on the same side, Brandon Graham opposite. That's a pretty menacing look for an offensive
And keep
front.
One thing in mind. Last year, the Eagles played out of a sub-package, which was almost always nickel, on 74% of their snaps. So even if Derek Barnett is not a starting defensive end, but just a sub-package player, he's playing close to three-quarters of the snaps. In today's NFL, that's really a starting player.
A lot of Eagles fans are wondering, oh, what about the cornerback position?
Right,
the Eagles need
help
in the secondary.
And they do.
Well, I want to talk about how the pass rush can impact the defensive secondary and how it can impact coverage. We're going to take a look here. This is Brandon Graham. This is week two, Monday Night Football against the Chicago Bears. And you're going to see that same speed-to-power rush. So you're going to see Brandon Graham disrupt the pocket here. He beats the right tackle, pushes him back into the pocket, and you see the quarterback tuck the football.
Yeah, and obviously Cutler can't make the throw within the timing of the drop, and he had a receiver open, as we can see from this angle. So really what this talks about is pass defense is about two things. It's about coverage and pass rush. And if you can impact the quarterback, and it's not always about sacks, Fran, as we know. Very often, it's just about speeding up the quarterback, getting him out of rhythm. And here's a great example of that. You don't always have to sack the quarterback, but particularly on the money down, the possession down, third down, you want to be able to impact the quarterback, speed up his game.
Yeah, great example of why Derek Barnett, the 14th pick, tailor-made for this defense here in Philadelphia.